The Russians got back to their terrorist tactics of massive missile attacks on Ukrainian critical infrastructure facilities and residential neighborhoods. As Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine Valery Zaluzhny reported, during the massive attack on the 9th of March, the Russian occupation forces fired 81 missiles of types bases and launched 8 drones. According to him, the Russians fired 28 KH-101, KH-555 air-launched cruise missiles, 20 caliber sea-launched cruise missiles, 6 KH-22 air-launched cruise missiles, 6 KH-47 Kinzhal air-launched cruise missiles, 8 air-guided missiles, 2 KH-31P missiles, 6 KH-59 missiles, 13 S-300 anti-aircraft guided missiles. In addition, the Russians launched 8 Shahed-136 131st combat drones. The Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, in cooperation with other units of the Defense Forces of Ukraine, destroyed 34 cruise missiles and 4 Shahed-136 131st drones. According to Yuri Einat, spokesperson for the Air Force of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, the Russian army launched such a massive strike with missiles of various types for the first time. This was really the first attack by missiles of such different types. We see 6 Kinzhal missiles. I don't remember this before. We can't shoot down Kinzhal, KH-22, and S-300 missiles yet. The Russians wanted to hit our air defense system with guided air missiles, the spokesperson said. According to the Ministry of Energy, strikes on energy facilities were recorded in 7 regions: Kyiv, Mykolaiv, Kharkiv, Zaporizhia, Odessa, Dnepropetrovsk, and Zhytomyr. The Energodom Power Company reports that the Zaporizhia NPP has been completely de-energized as a result of Russian missile strikes. The 5th and 6th power units are put into a cold state, 18 diesel generators are switched on to power the plant's own needs. In Kyiv, an infrastructure object was hit in one of the districts, and people were injured. In Zolochiv, Lviv region, a missile hit residential buildings, killing 5 people. Due to the attack, serious problems with electricity supply are observed in Kharkiv, Odessa, and Zhytomyr cities. Electricity supply in these 3 regions is limited the most. Bohdan Marushiak,